I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Children across West Virginia are hopefully giddy with excitement about Saturday. It is the Youth Squirrel Hunting Day in West Virginia. We'll talk more about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Those under the age of 15 will be able to go squirrel hunting tomorrow, provided they have a licensed adult along with them. Keith Grants of the DNR tells us it's an important time for children and adults alike.
Well, anymore with people so busy and bow hunting taking up so much time from busy parents, it seems like our squirrel hunters are dwindling in numbers anyway, and even people taking up squirrel hunting. Squirrel hunting is a perfect way to introduce children to the sport of hunting. And there's no better way than to specify a day where it's all about the kids. So, you know, the idea is to take a kid or two out and stay close to them and essentially take them on a guided hunt. And that way they'll have some success and just have a good time.
Now, mast has not been the greatest in the state this year. The nut crops are spotty at best, and although squirrel numbers are very high, Keith tells us it may change the best way to look for them.
They're foraging on the ground, and I've been through this before, and if your normal technique is to sneak through the woods and watching the treetops looking for squirrels up in the trees foraging, you may not have as much success as if you spend a little bit more time watching the ground.
Grant says once you're afield with a youngster, there are plenty of lessons to be learned beyond squirrel hunting.
Once you're out there, you know, I'd always take an opportunity to teach them gun safety as you hunt. You can work on their muzzle control. You can work on how to walk through the woods without falling down when you step over logs and those kinds of things.
And he adds, be careful in selecting which gun the child will hunt with.
I think one of the problems that adults routinely fall into is they have one gun that they like and it fits them, and that's what they take and give the kid that they take out with them. And of course, if the child's a large child, that's probably okay. My daughters are fairly small, and you know, they can't hold an adult-sized weapon. So I purchased one of these little Cricket 22s, and it weighs a little over 2 pounds. Put a nice scope on it, and the thing is very, very accurate.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.